Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee. I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And thanks so much for taking some time out of your weekend to be investing in your relationship with Jesus. And this past week, we kicked off our mission series as we're going to spend a few weeks walking through John chapter 4 and looking at this incredible encounter that Jesus had with this Samaritan woman at the well. And really, this reality that one conversation can change everything. That this one conversation Jesus had such a tremendous impact in seeing the gospel go not just in and transform the Samaritan woman, but even her village and town, all from a conversation. And I think so much as we think about mission, I think for many of us, we think that's places we go, trips we go on, places we go, things that we do. But the reality is so much about living on mission and being a missionary, as we think about our reaching priority core value, is the power of it is learning to have conversations, because we never know the impact and difference that conversation can have. And so to kind of get things started, I talked about this past Sunday and just looking at the first few verses of John 4, is that we live on mission by choosing obedience over convenience. That we choose obedience over convenience. That for many of us, our lives are set up in such a way that we want as much convenience as possible. Right, next day, same day shipping. That we want to place an order, we want to pick it up and get it. You go through the drive-through, you put your order in. You do not want to sit there and wait in line. You don't want to sit there and wait in traffic, right? We want things now and quick. But the reality is sometimes the conveniences of life make us comfortable, and that can get in the way of us actually obeying the command that Jesus has for us. And right here in the first few verses of chapter 4, Jesus, we see that he was living out this clear mission that he had. Remember that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John. Now, Jesus's mission wasn't to baptize and make disciples more than John. It was just to make disciples, and they would be baptized as a part of, think of the Great Commission that he gave us. Go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, teaching, baptizing, these new followers of Jesus. And so this mission Jesus had was to make disciples, and it drove everything that he did. Every intentionality, every conversation, every place he went was for the purpose of seeing disciples made. Because when disciples are made, people get transformed. And as people get transformed, right, communities get transformed. And as communities get transformed, man, entire regions and countries and our nation gets transformed. And so you see, every Christian is either a missionary or an imposter. That was a famous phrase from Charles Spurgeon, a pastor. And it's this great reality, right? It's a reminder that as Christians, we are missionaries. We live on mission. That's a part of our identity as a follower of Jesus, is to make disciples. Or we're an imposter, that we're not actually living out this priority in our lives because of what happens next. That there's a costly obedience to this mission, that Jesus shows us that choosing obedience over convenience is costly. Right there in verse 3, it says he left Judea and he departed again for Galilee. See, Jesus left what was known, what was comfortable, right? He left the place where he was familiar with, the place where he was known, and yet he had to pass through Samaria. It's as if the way that language speaks is there was a divine appointment that he must, because of the sovereignty of God, to go and to take this direction, that it was going to cost him something. It was going to be difficult. It was going to be hard, that he was leaving what was comfortable. Why? Because of the mission. And he gets there wearied and worn out from his travels, right? That living on mission can be tiring for us, right? But the reality is people matter more than our comfort, don't they? Like it's the reason why we leave our life group to start new life groups, is so that more people can experience community. It's why we set aside funds that maybe could go towards a house upgrade, a car, a trip, or just some extra things, because we want to go on a trip, or we want to support somebody that is going on a trip. You see, people matter more than our comfort. And so as we think about the discomfort that comes from living on mission, it's worth it. And then lastly, Jesus showed us this courageous approach, that Jesus showed up and he shows us here's what mission is all about. It's by moving through your discomfort to reach someone in need. As he begins his conversation with this Samaritan woman and asks for a drink. And she is just, who are you, a Jew, asking me, a woman of Samaria, something to drink? He's crossing across racial boundaries, gender boundaries, and even just kind of cultural boundaries there, because this woman was worth reaching for the gospel. And I just want you to leave with this kind of thought, is awkward conversations can change lives. Awkward conversations can change lives. That leaning into things that sometimes are uncomfortable, right? I imagine the first time you asked a significant other out on a date might have been a bit uncomfortable. If you're married, right, asking your spouse to marry you likely came with a bit of awkwardness and tension, and going to talk to their parents or whatever it may be, that these awkward conversations, we're so glad we didn't let that keep us from stepping through something that was uncomfortable, because what was worth it was on the other side of that. And so as you think about this idea of living on mission, that you and I are going to have to not let convenience be our primary goal, that we got to be obedient to the mission God has called us to. And if making disciples means that it's going to cost us some of our comfort, it's worth it so that more people can know and follow Jesus. And so let's pray around that God would continue to remind us of what he's called us to, and to help us to be aware of maybe the areas in our lives where we are maybe choosing comfort and being convenient in our lives rather than walking in obedience to what God has called you to. Let's pray. God, thanks so much for just showing us through the life of Jesus, the exemplary missionary, God, who was sent from heaven here to earth to rescue us, who did not choose comfort over us, but rather, God, he chose us before the foundation of the world, which means, God, that we don't have to let comfort be our priority, that we can choose people over comfort as well. And so, God, if there's any way in our lives that we're allowing comfort to drive us and be our decision maker, God, would you help us repent of that, to turn from that, God, and lean into what you've called us to do, that we would be about making disciples, God, living on mission, where we live, where we work, where we play, God, that you would help us to see the world around us as people that we can reach with your amazing good news, God. Open up our eyes to see that, and may we lean through the discomfort, knowing, God, that lives are changed because of one conversation. We're so thankful, Lord. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment? Why don't you pray?